Coming up on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, Aspira's Chippewa Falls Hospital and Clinic to open for patient care September 22nd. We'll hear from the president of the Wisconsin Northwest Division of Aspira's Health, Jason Troxell. Also, we'll hear the Republican and Democratic radio addresses and get an update on OneFest, now less than 3 weeks away, from their founder and director, Heather Fleshinsky. It's all ahead on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, a public affairs program of WWIB and WOGO Radio. I'm Mark Helverson. Aspira's Health announced this week that its new Aspira's Chippewa Falls Hospital and Clinic will officially open for patient care on Tuesday, September 22nd, expanding access to high-quality, compassionate care delivered by experienced providers and clinical teams. And the president of Aspira's Health's Wisconsin Northwest Division, Jason Troxell, talks about what services will be available when the facility opens.
When we open, we will have the essential services for the hospital and that the community needs. Those are emergency care services, inpatient hospital services, and clinical services in primary care clinic office.
And why is Aspira's opening this facility in Chippewa Falls?
So as we looked at the Chippewa Falls community, both Chippewa Falls and Eau Claire and the surrounding communities, there was an essential need for critical services. And those essential services were emergency care services, inpatient services or hospital services, and primary care services. Those three were the essential services that the community was really lacking with the closure of the HSHS facilities.
And what will make the Aspira's Chippewa Falls Hospital and Clinic different from other healthcare options in the area?
This facility will bring Aspira's behind it. So it will bring the high quality care that Aspira's brings. It will bring Aspira's patient experience that Aspira's brings. It'll bring a culture of compassionate care. When people come into the facility, they'll feel like they're invited. They'll feel like people are happy to see them, both EMS as well as the community, and provide that compassion to them. And it will bring the quality of the staff that we have at Aspira's, from nursing care staff to physician staff, all in a facility that's close to home, so they don't have to travel far to go to it, and provides those essential services that they need.
Troxell says Aspira's has been preparing the facility, technology, workflows, and care teams to support safe, coordinated, and responsive patient care from day one. He says construction has progressed steadily, positioning Aspira's to meet its targeted opening timeline while continuing to focus on clinical readiness and the patient experience.
We've been preparing for well over a year that we'd be ready. So we have multiple operational teams that are working on this project. We have facilities teams that's working on the construction side of the project. We have operational teams such as an ER team, a imaging team, a lab team, a pharmacy team. Every operational department in the facility has a team around it that's working towards the goal of opening in September. And as of today, we're on target to open this facility September 22nd. So we feel very positive that we will make that goal.
And how will this project benefit the broader Chippewa Valley?
The Chippewa Valley is really in need of those essential services. So with the changing healthcare environment where HSHS closed, both at St. Joe's and in Eau Claire, there was a lack of care for emergency services, hospital services, and primary care. So those three were the essential services that really had a limited access for patients. Patients had to travel to get to an emergency department. They had to wait time to get into the emergency department longer than they would desire. They would have to wait to get into a primary care provider. So as we looked at those three services, we saw these are essential services the community needs for the health of the community. Without those services, the community suffers. So we knew that we could meet those needs and we could meet those quickly. So that's why we are opening this facility.
And finally, what is the main message that Troxell wants the community to hear?
I want the community to know that Aspira's cares. Aspira's cares about local care. So if you look at Aspira's across all of our footprint, our strategy, our goal, our emphasis is to provide care locally in that community so that patients don't have to travel far. They can get exceptional care right at home. They can get compassionate care from those in their community, the nurses, the doctors. They can feel loved while they're here, get the care they need for getting them better, and be able to go home without a lot of travel and a lot of wait. So our message here at this facility is we want to provide the care quickly. We want to provide excellent clinical care with high quality, and we want to provide a patient experience where they feel like people cared for them and were compassionate towards them.
Again, the approximately 35,000 square foot facility is designed around the needs of patients and families, bringing together hospital, clinic, and diagnostic services in one convenient location. Troxell says patients will have access to a comprehensive range of care, including emergency care, inpatient hospital care, primary care clinic services, imaging services, X-ray and CT, lab services, and on-site pharmacy. Located on a 22-acre campus in Chippewa Falls, the new Aspirus Hospital and Clinic will represent a significant investment in patient-centered care for the Chippewa Valley. Troxell says the facility is designed to support timely evaluation, treatment, and follow-up while ensuring Aspirus's high-quality and exceptional patient experience. A ribbon-cutting ceremony and community open house are being planned for the week before that September 22nd first day of service. Again, additional information on those activities will be shared at a later date. Also on this edition of Chippewa Valley this week, both major parties' weekly radio addresses, starting with the GOP, State Senator Rob Hutton sharing his experience meeting two immigrants and the importance of American values.
A couple weeks ago, as our nation prepared to celebrate its 250th birthday, I had the privilege of introducing two remarkable men who came to America nearly 30 years ago in search of something many of us take for granted, freedom and opportunity. One came from Lithuania, the other from Brazil. Both chose America. Both built successful lives here, and both have made meaningful contributions to our economy, our communities, and our state. Their gratitude for America has reminded me more than once that those of us born here can sometimes forget just how extraordinary it is to be an American citizen. These two gentlemen know firsthand that freedom isn't guaranteed. It's precious. And if we fail to cherish and protect it, we can lose it. President Ronald Reagan once said, "Freedom is never more than one generation away from extinction. It's not inherited. It must be taught and fought for." As our nation continues to celebrate its 250th anniversary, let's remember that freedom isn't just something we celebrate only on the 4th of July. It's something we must protect, preserve, and pass on to the next generation. Because the greatest way we can honor those who sacrificed for our liberty is to make sure it endures for generations to come.
Republican State Senator Rob Hutton of Brookfield with this week's Republican radio address. And with this week's Democratic radio address, as is the custom, Governor Tony Evers, touting his new initiative expanding Medicaid postpartum coverage to 12 months.
Folks, I'm a proud dad of three kids and a grandparent to nine grandkids. But any parent can tell you that postpartum recovery takes a heck of a lot longer than 60 days. But for years, Wisconsin and Arkansas were the only two states in the nation that hadn't expanded postpartum coverage for moms on Medicaid to a full year. That's why 7 years ago, when I introduced my first budget, I proposed my Healthy Moms, Healthy Babies initiative, which would have expanded postpartum Medicaid coverage for new moms from 60 days to a full year. But for time and time again, partisan politics got in the way of getting it done. Well, not anymore. Thanks to the FAIR Maps I signed into law earlier this year, Wisconsin officially and finally expanded postpartum coverage for new moms on Medicaid to 12 months. And as of July 1st, we're excited that expanded coverage is now in effect. Wisconsin women and families can now get the expanded coverage they deserve, including an estimated over 16,000 moms this year alone. This is a really big deal, folks, because according to DHS, every year on average, 21 women die from pregnancy-related causes in Wisconsin, nearly half of which happened postpartum. But here's the kicker, folks. 95% of those deaths were preventable. Expanded postpartum coverage can and will save lives. Simple as that. And it's especially important as Republicans out in D.C. are making it harder and more expensive for folks, including moms and babies, to get the health care they need. Here in Wisconsin, we're going to keep working to make sure health care is affordable and accessible for everyone and ensure Wisconsin women can get the health care they need when they need it. Thank you.
Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers with this week's Democratic radio address on the heels of the Republican radio address on this edition of Chippewa Valley this week on WWIB and WOGO. And finally, One Fest, the Contemporary Christian Music Festival, is now just 19 days away as you hear this on WWIB and WOGO in the 5 o'clock hour on this Sunday night, July 12th. Earlier this week, on Tuesday, My morning show host partner, Caleb Swenson, and I had a chance to talk with the founder of OneFest and its director, Heather Fleshinsky.
It is OneFest month. It's going to be here before you know it. End of July, early August, July 31st through August 2nd at the Chippewa Valley Music Festival grounds in Kadah. And we have the very busy founder of OneFest, Heather Fleshinsky, joining us live in studio here on WWIB. Heather, great to have you back. I know, again, things get busier and busier, but this is such an exciting time as we're just a few weeks away.
Yeah, I think I just run on adrenaline for the next month.
Exactly. And so many things going on. And as if everything that you put together for OneFest each year, you and that army of volunteers, and we'll talk about, again, volunteer opportunities, as if all of that isn't enough, you keep adding more, including Run for the One. There's a new opportunity on Saturday morning for folks to have a fun run and a chance to run or walk, and some great prizes and just a great way to build community as well.
Yeah, we're looking forward to it. The ideas are just flowing as far as how we can make it even more fun than just running, right? Because not everybody likes to run, but why not walk it and enjoy yourselves? We've even thought about bringing the campers involved and having them each like bake something or make something for the morning breakfast and hand it out. And
yes.
but yeah, I'm hoping that the radio stations play some great music along the way. Won't
that
be great?
Sure, there you go.
Yeah. So, fun run. I hope everybody joins. We have 58 people already signed up.
Nice.
And that's pretty cool that we just launched it a few weeks ago. So, we're excited that people are going to take us up on this and run through the campground. You can't get into the grounds, but the campground. And you don't even have to be attending the festival, but come and run with us.
Yeah, I'm at one-fest.com, and I see you got the inaugural 5K and the 1 mile run walk. So, are you going to do it?
That's a good question. Everybody keeps that. I do like to run, but I just don't know about timing. So maybe I just should commit to it, huh?
We're going to keep Heather on the air until she commits one way or the other, too. But again, this is a lot of fun. Folks can register at one-fest.com. It's a very affordable registration. There's prize drawings from all who participate, regardless of how they finish. And it is supposed to be fun, and it's a great way of building community. You mentioned, through the camping portion of the OneFest grounds. And if folks haven't checked that out before, too, just highly encourage it. When it comes to music festivals, but Christian music festivals, there's such an amazing community built and lifelong friendships built by camping and being part of that and staying there on grounds. You will make new friends and very often friends that it's kind of like a family reunion year after year.
Yeah, and we're so excited. It's not just the fun run in the morning, but now we're adding actually a fireside worship in the campground in the evening.
Sure.
Just trying to build that community and have an opportunity to worship together.
Just as long as they have the after party on in the background from 10 to midnight and the campfire. But hey, volunteer, Caleb's got a great ad running here right now that talks about just volunteer for 8 hours and you get into OneFest for free. You could still use more volunteers.
We could still use more volunteers. Definitely the evening shots, because that's when everybody wants to be watching the show, but that's when we need people the most. So if you are interested in helping out, seeing the shows during the morning part of the day or the middle of the day and then working the evenings, we really would appreciate it.
You could talk about community again, the OneFest volunteer community. This is, again, a volunteer-run, volunteer-led nonprofit OneFest. And again, this festival doesn't exist without people volunteering their time. And we throw this out there a lot, too. There could be some people saying, you know what, for one reason or another, financially, it's not going to work for me to go to OneFest. If you have the time, again, 8 hours of your time, split that up and you get your OneFest t-shirt, you get your OneFest admission, and maybe some other goodies in there as well, too. And you're going to be, again, serving together with fellow believers is truly a huge benefit. It really is something that will benefit you spiritually and as a person as well, too. And we see that again and again with the joy in working side by side with fellow believers.
Yeah. Our shirts on the back say serving with joy.
Nice.
So good job,
like that.
Caleb.
There you go.
No, volunteering is great. I think people who come back every year just excited to work with the people they've worked with in the past, because it becomes just a family working together.
Yeah.
That's the same thing with our 75 plus lead team. We're family. We're here to support each other. And we've had a lot of ups and downs over this year, but we're super excited because God has shined through with everything that we're doing because of this family and feel.
And finally, we're going to have Four King and Country at One Fest. I know with their schedule, didn't work out a year ago. They weren't touring, but you got them this year. Can you believe it? It's this less than a month away.
It is less than a month away. I can't believe it.
Yeah.
My daughter has a countdown, and she keeps saying it's 24 days. It's 23, whatever it is now. And I'm just like, please don't tell me. It's coming so fast.
Mom knows.
Yeah, right.
Heather, always great to have you join us. And again, we'll continue chatting all things One Fest as we get closer and closer. Honored to be the hometown station of One Fest and to partner with all of you once again, and looking forward to the biggest and best One Fest ever.
Thank you so much for having me, guys.
Heather Fleshinsky, the founder and director of One Fest. Again, get your tickets, wib.com/OneFest, wib.com/OneFest. I think Heather's daughter telling her it's now just 19 days away, and we're looking forward to broadcasting there, including our morning show on Friday, July 31st, as has become our custom to kick off a weekend full of broadcasting from One Fest. Again, that's how we wrap up this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week. We began by hearing from the president of the Wisconsin Northwest Division of Aspirus Health, Jason Troxell, about the fact that Aspirus Chippewa Falls Hospital and Clinic is going to open for patient care on September 22nd, so mark that on the calendar. Also heard our Democratic and Republican radio addresses. I also heard the Republican and Democratic radio addresses. I'm Mark Calverson, Chippewa Valley This Week, a public affairs program of WWIB and WOGO Radio. Thanks for listening.